Job chapter 31. I have made a covenant with my eyes. How then should I look with desire on a virgin? For what is the portion from God above, the inheritance from the Almighty on high? I used to think that calamity is for unrighteous people, and that disaster is for those who behave wickedly. Does not God see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked with falsehood, if my foot has hurried to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance so that God will know my integrity.
If my step has turned aside from the way, if my heart has gone after my eyes, if any spot has stuck to my hands,
then let me sow and let another eat, and let my crops be uprooted. If my heart has been deceived by a woman, if I have lain in wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind grain for another, and let others bow down on her. For that would be a terrible crime indeed. It would be a crime to be punished by judges. For that is a fire that consumes as far as Abaddon, and it would burn all my harvest to the root. If I rejected the plea for justice from my male servant or my female servant when they argued with me, what then would I do when God rises up to accuse me, when he comes to judge me? How would I answer him? Did the one who made me in the womb not make them also? Did not the same one mold us all in the womb? If I have withheld poor people from their desire, or if I have caused the eyes of the widow to grow dim from crying, or if I have eaten my morsel alone and not allowed those without fathers to eat it also, because from my youth the orphan grew up with me as with a father, and I have guided his mother, a widow, from my own mother's womb, if I have seen anyone perish for lack of clothing, or if I have seen that a needy man had no clothing, if his heart has not blessed me because he has not been warmed with the wool of my sheep, if I have lifted up my hand against the orphan because I saw my support in the city gate, then bring charges against me. If I have done these things, then let my shoulder fall from the shoulder blade, and let my arm be broken from its joint. For I dreaded destruction from God because of his majesty. I was not able to do those things. If I have made gold my hope, and if I have said to fine gold, you are what I am confident in, if I have rejoiced because my wealth was great, because my hand had gotten many possessions, then bring charges against me. If I have seen the sun when it shone, or the moon walking in its splendor, and if my heart has been secretly attracted, so that my mouth has kissed my hand in worship of them, this also would be a crime to be punished by judges, for I would have denied the God who is above. If I have rejoiced at the destruction of anyone who hated me, or congratulated myself when disaster overtook him, then bring charges against me. Indeed, I have not even allowed my mouth to sin by asking for his life with a curse. If the men of my tent have never said, who can find one who has not been filled with Job's food? Even the foreigner has never had to stay in the city square, because I have always opened my doors to the traveler. And if that is not so, then bring charges against me. If, like mankind, I have hidden my sins by hiding my guilt inside my bosom, because I feared the great multitude, because the contempt of the families terrified me, so that I kept silent and would not go outside, then bring charges against me. Oh, if only I had someone to hear me. See, here is my signature. Let the Almighty answer me. If only I had the indictment that my opponent has written. Surely I would carry it openly on my shoulder. I would bind it on myself like a crown. I would declare to him an accounting for my steps, As a confident prince, I would go up to him. If my land ever cries out against me, and its furrows weep together, if I have eaten its harvest without paying for it, or have caused its owners to lose their lives.
Then let thorns grow instead of wheat, and weeds instead of barley. The words of Job are finished.